Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Romans chapter 6, we're going to read verses 14 through 18, and then verses 22 and 23 for time's sake. The Bible says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace." What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. Verse 22. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness in the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's much said in our world today, especially in quote-unquote religion, about this thing of law and grace. Some even wrongly say that the Old Testament is law and the New Testament is grace. There is no such thing found in the Bible. That is part of man's religion. That is man thinking he has something to do with salvation and he can merit his own righteousness to get to heaven. Let me remind you, no law ever saved anyone from sin. There was no law made that sinful man could keep to get himself to heaven. Romans chapter 3, verse number 20 says, "Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin." We could go to Galatians 3, 21 through 22 and Galatians 2, 16. And we find out that no flesh has ever been saved by the law. By the way, what most people call the law is the Ten Commandments, and that was not anything spiritual. Those are the civil laws. That was their constitution. Oh, there were moral laws to make people better, cleaner, and healthier, but they had nothing to do with going to heaven. Hebrews 11 gives us a list of people who were saved before the law, and they were saved by grace. There were people who were saved after the law that were saved by grace. And Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." May I say something? That has been good for every person from Adam all the way through present day and will be until the last person gets saved on earth. You see, the biblical laws were never for salvation. They were there to help us get along with each other as sinners. Romans chapter 6, verses 14 through the end of the chapter, and honestly, all of chapter 7 are talking about a law, but they're not talking about a law of salvation. See, man, in his competition to want to be God, according to Genesis chapter 3, when Satan tempted man with sin, he said you could be as God, knowing good and evil. We think we know enough to be spiritual by what we can do, what law we can make, or what law we can keep. And none of the laws are spiritual. They're all laws of the physical or all laws of the soul. They can't save you in any way spiritually. Let me give you a few thoughts today. Number one, the law all men are under is the law of sin and death. You have to understand something. When it talks about the law, it's talking about the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for not under law, but grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. We're under the law of sin and death. Romans 5:19 says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto life eternal by God. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4 talk about there's no condemnation. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit is life in Christ, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And God made it very clear in Romans 8, 2, that this is the law of sin and death. And it is a spiritual law. It is a universal law. For by Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. That's the law. And we have to understand that we have to get saved in order to get mercy and grace from God. Number two, grace and faith allow us to avoid the worst of the law and takes care of us spiritually for eternity. Romans 5:20, Romans 6:14 through 15, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, Galatians 4:21 through 24, Galatians 2:16 through 21. The law of sin and death is still on our body, but our soul and our spirit are cared for by God. Grace, by definition, means unmerited favor. It is something that is given. It is not something that is earned. You cannot earn grace. Grace has to be given. So grace and faith allows us to avoid the eternal part of the law of sin and death. Number three, the Old Testament laws to the Hebrews did not ever save them, but it made them unique. That's what Exodus 34 and Exodus chapter 40 are all about. Hebrews chapter 11 shows us all people in the Old Testament were saved by faith through grace through faith before the law. Hebrews 11:4, by faith Abel. Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch. Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah. Hebrews 11:8, by faith Abraham. Hebrews 11:13, the multitudes of Abraham's followers by faith. Hebrews 11, 17 through 19, Isaac was a figure of Jesus by faith. Hebrews 11, 20, by faith, Jacob. Hebrews 11, 22, by faith, Joseph. By the way, all of these were long before the law of Moses. You see, the laws of the Hebrew people were civil, moral, and they were to show that God was the leader of the government of the people. They had nothing to do with their going to heaven. You see, now we see the struggle. Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 25. It's our body that still faces the judgment for sin. But to the saved, our soul and our spirit have a new nature. Our body is the only thing that is still under the law of sin and death. So when you see the term law and grace, realize it is a spiritual thing. And we get saved spiritually by grace through faith, and it takes us away from the law of sin and death eternally. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.